Shir Chov Zayin Bava Basra, Lamed Cheshvan Heitav Shin Mem,
November 20th, 1979, and Tuesday. So since the price he uses the lotion, Ma'ese Sharom Chachomim, so that means that it's mentioned in the Mishnah. V'teime heicha omru chachomim that abol v'poram nirsi yisemi that the ma'omor elekel omeva. There is a Mishnah in Ksuves that almono so that wants to collect the Ksuve from the yisemi, so she has to take a shuvah. But where is there a Mishnah that any balchei who wants to collect from Yorshim, so he has to take a shvuyah that loy para? Because the fact that the Mishnah mentions that in connection with Amono is no proof that it applies to every balchei, because we could distinguish the malmono lekle meila, the shana almono disloy tabesn v'chashinu tzorafei. Ve'imeri militam v'firik hakeisei, kabi misha meis v'imiach isho balchei, v'hoyo lo ibiu v'upikotn. So he's not really Yosh. So there is a machlekes between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. So one says he not know Rikeshel Shebehem, and that's Rav Tarfon. And Rav Akiva says he not really Yosh. Why? Shekulam tzrichim shvue. Ve'inayirshim tzrichim shvue. So in other words, because mitalter li yasme is loy mishtab. If he had left kakoes, so that everyone could be gay. Ibalchei v'nisho could be gay. But he didn't leave kakoes. He only left mitalter. And mitalter li yasme is loy mishtab. But if he didn't have to take ishuye, so then he would be able to be zeich. So the balchei would be able to be zeich. But since one cannot collect without taking the shvuah first, so the melee he cannot be zeiche, so that's why the yoshim yarshnet and the balchev cannot be zeiche net, and since he cannot be teifetz, so melee the yoshim yarshnet, once the yoshim yarshnet, so we say mitalter yasme lo mishtabde. Anyway, so there it mentions v'niach balchev v'yisho. So even the Balchev cannot be gave it. Why can't the Balchev be gave it? Because he has to take his shvuya first. So that's why he cannot be zeicha. So we see. So Agavuche, the Mishnah implies that even the Balchev could not collect, he could not be teifes without taking his shvuya first. V'chein, so that's why the Yoshim can be Zeicha in the Nechosim, rather than anybody else. In other words, the Mishnah in Shvuyes mentions another Shvuyes. Now, so in other words, If the Levi died, and there are Yisemim of the Levi, Yoshim of the Levi, and the Malve is alive, so then the Malve, so has to take a shvuah that he didn't get paid in the lifetime of the Levi. But suppose both died, the Levi died and the Malve died, and the Yoshim of the Malve are trying to collect from the Yoshim of the Levi, so the Mishnah in Shvuah says, since they cannot swear that the Levi in the lifetime of the Malve paid the Levi in his lifetime, did not pay the debt in the lifetime of their father, the Malve, because they don't know. So Memela, they have to take another Shvuah that they didn't find in the file of their father, a notation that it was paid. So this shvuyah makes sense only if the father had been alive, he would have to swear that he didn't get paid. So now the children of the Malve, they don't know whether got paid or not. They just have a shtar. So they have to take a shvuah that they didn't find in the file a record that it was paid. But if we were to assume that if the father, had he been alive, he wouldn't have to take a shvuah that the Leiva did not pay in his lifetime, so why should the children of the Malve have to take a shvuah that they didn't find a notation that it was paid? So in other words, the fact that the Mishnah mentions that the children of the Malve have to take a shvuah, they didn't find a notation in the file of the father that it was paid, so proves that had the Malve been alive, he would have to take a shvuah that the Leiva didn't pay. So melee, when the Malve is not alive either, they don't know. They cannot take a shvuah that he didn't pay. How should they know? They only know they have a shtar. They found in the father's file, they found a shtar. But they can take a shvuah that he didn't pay. Maybe he did pay. So they have to take a shvuah at least that they didn't find a notation, a record of a payment. So Memele, that's a raya, that's a Mishnah Meforeshes. That the father, had he been alive, he would have to swear that it wasn't paid. Mikan Mashma, then Teisa says a certain hour, okay, that is not so muchach, and they are Rishayim Rachelik on this din of Teisa. Mikan Mashma, she made Tishtachim al Chaberei, Viomali Ishtabili Nupraticho, Bigav Zinei, in Tzorech Lati Shmue. Now there is a Gemara in Shmue, it's not Memalev, so the Gemara in Shmue says, that if the Malve himself produces a shtar against the Leve, and the Leve says to him, "All right, you have a shtar, but I want you to take a shvuah that I didn't pay." So the Malve says, "Why do I have to swear? After all, I have the shtar. Shtar beyond my boy." But the Leve says, "No, I want you to take a shvuah." So then the halacha is that the Malve cannot collect unless he takes a shvuah. So Teisa says, so we have two halachas. We have one halacha that if the Malve tries to collect from the Yisei, from the Oshim of the Leive, so then he has to take a shvuah. And we have another halacha that if the Malve wants to collect from the Leive himself, and the Leive demands a shvuah, so then the Malve cannot collect unless he takes a shvuah. But only if the Leive demands. Only the Leiva demands, in respect to Yoshim, so the Yoshim don't even have to demand. The halacha is that Abo Ligveis Mina Yiseimi Lo Yipora Elo Bishvuah, Lo Yivme Elo Bishvuah. Mashenke, if the Malve wants to collect from the Leiva himself, only if the Leiva demands it. And there is that halacha. Suppose the Gemara says in Shmuel is not the Malve. Suppose the Malve is a Talmud Chochem, so then he doesn't. The Leiva cannot enforce him to take a shvuah if he's Talmud Chochem. That's only Shayach when the Malve tries to collect from the Leiva himself. But if the Malve wants to collect from the Yoshim of the Leiva, then it doesn't make any difference whether the Malve is a Talmud Chochem or not. So in other words, the Chiyuv Shmuel. The chiyuv shvuah that is incumbent upon a malve who tries to collect from the yoshim of the leive is more stringent than the chiyuv shvuah that is incumbent upon the malve when he tries to collect from the leive himself and the leive demands it of him. Because where he tries to collect from the leive himself and the leive demands it from him, so only if the malve is not a talmud chochem. But if the Malve is Talmud Chochem, then the Leive cannot impose upon the Malve. But when the Malve tries to collect from the Yoshim, from the Yisenim of the Leive, then even if the Malve is Talmud Chochem, he still has to take the shvuah. So this makes an analogy. Just as the Gemara says here, in regard to the case where the Malve tries to collect from the Yisenim of the Leive, that if it's Teir's money, he doesn't have to swear, even though generally he has to swear, But if it's Teirzman, he doesn't have to swear because there is the Choche of Chasokin for Yavisirzman. Now that Chiyuv Shvuyeh is more chomor than the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Levi himself and the Levi imposes it upon the Malve. Because the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that the Levi can impose upon the Malve doesn't apply to it on Tochem. Masheikin, the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Levi, so it on Tochem is not relieved of it. So the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Yisraelim is more chomor than the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that can be imposed upon the Malve by the Levi himself. So if in regard to the Chiyuv Shvuyeh incumbent upon the Malve who tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Levi, which is more chomor, so he is potter of it if he tries to collect his money, so isn't there a kalachimor of logic? This is what he says, that when the Malve tries to collect from the Levi himself, there's money, and the Levi tries to impose a shvuyeh loy paraticho upon the Malve, that if it's there's money, he cannot impose. So it seems to be, a very conclusive proof. Still, there are many rishonim who are chilek on Tesis Din, and who say that if the Malve tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Levi Teir's money, then he doesn't have to swear. If the Malve tries to collect from the Levi himself, and the Levi says, Ishtabali deloy praticho, then even Teir's money, the Malve cannot collect unless he swears. What's the logic? It seems that what Teisa says is a svara pshuta, but they have a good svara to be chelik on Teisa. So they say the Rishonim, the Ramban, other Rishonim who are chelik on Teisa. So they say, when do we say that Teir's money? So he's not mechuyev to swear when there is no time is bore by the tzachkenet. When the malve tries to collect from the yoshim of the Levi. Do the Yoshim of the Levi know, the Yisraelim know, whether the father paid or not? They don't know themselves. How do they know whether the father paid? The father does not necessarily have to tell them everything that he does. So it's a tiny shevo on the part of the Yoshim. Some in Mele, since the Yoshim themselves do not present a tiny boy that their father paid, but the Yoshim say, maybe our father paid in his lifetime. So, the halacha is, even though the Yoshim are not paying it on his body, so you cannot collect from Yisraelim, the Malve cannot collect from Yisraelim, unless he takes a shvuyeh that he didn't get paid from the Levi, in the lifetime of the Levi. Masheinke, but Teir's money. So we have a choche. Masheim came when the Malve tries to collect from the Levi. From the Levi there's money. And the Levi says, Ishtabano de Levi Praticho. So in other words, why does he say that? Because he's staying, even though it's there's money, but I paid you already. And the Malve says, no, you're not telling the truth. So then, even though it's tails money, since the Levi is staying it on his body, so the Mele has a schus to impose that shvuyeh upon the Malve, that the Malve shouldn't be able to collect without a shvuyeh that he didn't get paid. So Teisvah Svora is reasonable, and the Svora of that Rishayim is also reasonable. Alright. Now then, there is another Machlekes Rishayim. The halacha is that if a balchiv tries to collect from Yisraelim, he has to swear, even though he produces ishtar, so he has to swear that he didn't get paid. In spite of the fact that there is a choche of shtor b'yodem, my boy, he still has to swear that he didn't get paid. There is also a halacha that if a balchiv tries to be gave from the kuches, let's say, in Milvi Bishtar, so he can give it from the Likuches. So you, even though the Likuches are not in it on his body, so he also has to swear that the Levi didn't pay. So there is a machlekes rishenim. Suppose a balchev tries to collect from mikuches teirz manei. Let's say the leve had his son, and the leve borrowed the money for 5 years, and it's the 5 years did not expire yet, and the malve wants to collect the chayv, but the leve has no nechosim. He had one sode, and that sode was sold to Noike. So the malve, before the 5 years expire, the malve wants to be given the sode from the rishus of Noikeach. Nechosim shibodi, and it's there's money. So there is a machlekes rishen. Some rishenim say just as vis-a-vis the yiseni, so a malve cannot collect without taking the shweim, though he has a shtar. And the Chochei of Shtov Yod Maivoye. So vis-a-vis Lekeach is the same thing. Is the same thing. And some Rishayim say no. Teirz Manei, even Teirz Manei, if he wants to be given from the Lekeach, so he still has to swear that he didn't get paid. Now the question arises, there's the Rambanchi. So that by Lekeach, in order to be given from the Lekeach, the Malve has to swear that he didn't get paid from the Leve, even though he tries to collect his money. That's the Rambanchi. Now what's the Ramban's Svore? So the Ramban's Svore is that in respect to Yoshim, not true, there is a Chochem. Chazok in the Pariah Bissel's money. But this is not a conclusive rule. Sometimes, usually, a person doesn't pay his money. You see, I mean that Abaye Verov Achilik and Holy, or I do a pass like a Shlokish. But since Abaye Verov Achilik, so that means that it's not 100% that no person pays their money. Usually, the average person doesn't pay a debtor's money. But sometimes, it happens that a person pays their money. So the question arises, why does the Gemara say that one can collect from the Yisemi tears money without swearing? After all, why shouldn't he swear after all? Sometimes it happens. So the answer is, says the Ramban, even though sometimes it happens, but, and the Alochi is in Eilchim B'momen Acharov, so he cannot be made Tzimome, just because most of the time it doesn't happen. But sometimes it does happen that a person pays to his money. So how is it that the Gemara says that he can collect from the Yisaimim, be made from the Yisaimim, and the Yisaimim on the basis of the fact that usually it doesn't happen, but in Eilchim B'momen Acharov, so why should he be able to collect even though usually a person doesn't pay their money? So the answer is true that sometimes a person pays their money, but if the father did pay their money, he would, in all probability, he would have informed his children about it. You should know that even though the debt is not due yet, I paid it. So since he didn't inform the children that he paid, I mean the children don't even present that claim. So that means that the father didn't advise them that he paid already the debt that was not due yet. So that's a choche, that the unusual didn't happen. Because true, sometimes an unusual fact happens. In other words, a person pays their money. But had this happened, if for some reason the father had decided to pay the debtor's money, in all probability, he would have informed the children. So that's only shayach regarding the children, regarding the yorshim, but not regarding the likuches. Why should he tell the likuches? Likuches, he wouldn't tell. So the mele we achish. That's the shite. But most rishayim hold that the same halacha that applies to yorshim applies also to likuches, except the Rambam. Alright. Mi amrinon. Alright, now the Gemara. We didn't even go over the Gemara. Iboyo. Tovi lachazman. Vioma leiperati chobisir zman imau. Mi amrinon mi mokam chazoka amrinon malu ishake. Oy dilma bimakim chazake lo yamrino malishake. So the shaila of the Gemara is, if a person, if Reuven, let's say, borrowed from Shimon money, let's say, for a year, and then Shimon claimed the money after the year, and Reuven said to him, I paid you before the year was over, now, me amrino mokim chazok amrino malu ishake, because he has a mige. Because Reuven had a mige, he could have said, I paid it to you after the year was over. But instead of saying, I paid it to you after the year was over, he says that he paid it before the year was over. So there is a conflict between two rights, two yichotz. On one hand, mige is a yichotz, malu ishake. After all, it seems that the Shimon is a truthful person, because if he had been ready to lie, he had a very good lie. He could have said, I paid you a few months ago, Efter's money. And he said, no, I paid you half a year ago, Tail's money. So it's a raya that he doesn't want to lie. On the other hand, there is the Yechoche of the appraiser's money, so there is a conflict between two Yechoches. So the question is, which Yechoche prevails over which? Whether the Yechoche of Mige prevails over the Yechoche of Chazokin Priyabisir's money, or the Yechoche of Chazokin Priyabisir's money prevails over the Yechoche of Mige. Mi amri mechazok lo nishake, oi dimu mechazok lo amri lo nishake, atosho, b'ches kashinosa, chivarai shoinosan, heichado, ilim shetov ilachazman, ויום עלי פרטיך או בזמני פשיד אל עולב דיום עלי פרטיך או בסעיר זמני אל מאפילו מוקם חזוקי אמרים אמרו לי שעקי. So in other words, the Gemara takes it for granted that the Mishnah does not have reference to the case or where, let's say, Reuven built the wall himself, and then Reuven demands reimbursement from Shimon. And Shimon says that he paid. He reimbursed him for it, even though originally Reuven built it by himself. But after Reuven built it by himself, Shimon claims he reimbursed Reuven. So the Mishnah says that he is there. So he says, Ilay Mishitov Lachazman, after the wall was completely finished, and he demanded reimbursement, and he said, after the wall was finished, I paid you. So he's a Kibar Hakel. I mean, the Mishnah has to tell us the Aloha of Kibar Hakel. I mean, the Aloha of Kibar Hakel manifests itself in many situations. I mean, does the Mishnah have to tell us that the Aloha of Kibar Hakel applies to every single situation? I mean, there is an infinite number of situations where the Aloha of Kibar Hakel manifests itself. El lav yom al piraticho b'seirz mani. Praticho b'seirz mani. So that's the chiddush. And what is b'seirz mani? B'seirz mani means that, in other words, that he paid after, let's say, one row of stones was built, but before all the rows of stones, after one amor, after, let's say, each row constitutes one amor height. So, but before all the Dalet Amos height were finished. So that's their money. So in other words, so that's a chiddush. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he says, Piraticho, after one row of stones was built, I reimbursed you, even before the whole wall of Dalet Amos was not finished. So then, what you want to prove from that Mige is effective, Bimokim Chazokeh? No, it's no raya. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even before the whole wall is built, it's still considered Lachazman. Otherwise, I would say, no, until the whole wall is finished, so it's considered Lachazman. So maybe you cannot prove it. שאנוכל חודשו ועזבתי. תושב. מדל רבי סולמי למחי ונעשי. סובל כסלחי. סוויז בחזקה שלו היא נוסן. עד שיהיו בראי שנוסן. איך אדם? אילו יושב לך הזמן, אבל פרטיך בזמן ימי לא. אלו אבדום מפרטיך בסייר הזמן. אלו בוקר חזו כלוי אמרו לו, so now the Gemara is trying to prove the reverse from the same. מי מון שקיה? So the Gemara says, שאנוכל. Here, even though it's lachas money, but this din, the tzomach lejeis lachet, simach lejeis lachet, so is mechuyev to reimburse, so Shimon is mechuyev to reimburse Reuven, is not well known. Very few people know. Now, as I said, when we explain the Mishnah, suppose Shimon happens to be a big lamed in Boki Bishas, so then the din of the Mishnah would be different. It's not mistaber that this din of the Mishnah that says that we done with all this omayo and so much like his lache, so his cheska shall be nosa chokai shalason applies only to a case where Shimon is not alone. And if Shimon is alone, so then we don't say b'cheska shall be nosa. I mean, it's not mistaka. The answer is, even if Shimon is alone, but since this din is not well known, so the mele, he can say, so Shimon will assume that he is not going to collect from him unless he'll call him within. So he thinks maybe he will be reluctant, maybe Ube will be reluctant to call me within. And Memele, why should I pay? Maybe he'll decide to leave me alone. So Memele, there is a chazoke, an account of the fact that this din is not well known. So since people who don't know all the din, who are not key in all the din, might assume that there won't be any chiyuv. So Memele, I won't pay him unless he really called me within, and let him work hard before I pay him. So even if Shimon happens to be around the nose of that man, he is not likely to be responsive the first moment that Reuven demands it. So the middle there is Chazoke that loynos. Shanoch edom amiyim el mechayv l'rabo. Now, Omer Ravachem Reid Rav Amash, Tosh, Mono Libiot, Omer Lehei, Vimocha, Reuven said to Shimon, I lent you a money, 100 zuz. So Shimon Leve is made. Omer Lehei, Remocho, Reuven said to Shimon, Naomi, you only admitted yesterday that you owe me, you borrowed from me. So pay it. Imoman is satip loch potter. Between yesterday and now, I paid you. I admitted yesterday morning, and yesterday night, I paid you. So it's what? Eilo b'yodi. But if the next day, when Reuven demands of Shimon the hammer zuz, so he says, Eilo b'yodi is chay. My love, nisati v'lo, the omar l'paraticho b'zman. Eilo b'yodi, the omar l'paraticho b'sales money, v'kotone lechaye, alme b'mokim chazoke, lo yamrino malo rishak. So the Gemara assumed that when it says Nisati Vloch means Piraticho Bizman, Eilo Biyodi Yomolo Bitaraticho Biseirzman, and still it says Chaye. So why is it Chaye? After all, he admitted that he owed. He admitted, Shimon admitted to Reuven the day before that he owed. And now he tells him, I paid it, let's say only last night, and it was still Teir's money. It was still Teir's money. So, he's Chayev, why is he Chayev? So, why is he Chayev? Aume b'mokim chazoke, lo yamrino ma'alu l'shake. Aume b'mokim chazoke, lo yamrino l'shake. Lo, ma'ilo b'yodi, lo hoi dvor meil. Yom ha'ma, kol ima, lo b'isi, kema l'paraitino. Now, let's see the Rashi. Mal li shakir boy omale paratikh ob zman hil ka komol in ame paratikh ob sir zman in ame mishvu oy di mo kim di mukhu zeklon de inodem tagay ame sir zman ei We are not even walking the chazok in the marulid bule, marulid shakir lenu. Omele hein mipnei, ema biyodi, before it was on my, lohoi yud vore meilo, hil kachay vishali, shari yishedim shehidali bifnei. Vichiven, the omar lulavisi, meide hu shalipor, shekol mi shenilei veini perei, hil kach keima lipareitikon, dilo makoraiti nemon afilulobo bifnei edin. The kind of mission is Hamal ves chavir beidin in tzoch lepeir beidin. So Tesis says Sikashi. Now let's go over this Tesis called Malavisi first, because that has to do with the Pshat in the Gemara. Koloim alelavisi came alepareidin. Hikshar Rav Rav Yitzchak. Ma tzorich, and this is the ring. Ma tzorich kan litam koloim eir. Havadai kibishekvo heido sulimehem alim alshalilovo. The beach, let me be sure, so it's my time, Shame, a limono, be your tro, Valoy, Miladam. We all say, the Vamdeloinu shall over Upper. Hash the Hodi Camre Sade shall over men. We hold the Camre. We hold the Camre. Shepora. Shepora Loyman. Welcome, Bramlin. Why the Bach just changed it? I mean, it's not important. What the Comopora Loyman. Do you come out Krishna? The Omalulovisi. Why Malulovisi came to pride it on? So the Mish, the Gemara in Shuas mentions this Allah of calling Malulovisi come to pride it on me in the case where one says to the other one, Libyot, and the other one says, Lada. And then Edim come and say, he did bow, but we saw how he paid it. So the Allah is, that the Nitva has to pay him, even though according to the testimony of the Eidim. So, he paid him already. Why should he pay him? So it sounds strange. So the answer is, because he does about the Kim Eidim Dome, and he does about the Kim Eidim Dome, it's not only Kim Eidim Dome, it's Berat Neidim. A person in respect to himself has more than oneness to Neidim. So, when the Nitva said, La Adam, I didn't borrow from you. If one doesn't borrow, he can pay. You can only pay something that you borrow. But if you don't borrow, you can pay. So Mele, when he said Ladam, so ordinarily it would be considered as a kvira. But later on, Edim came and said he did borrow. But he paid. So Mele, now the time of Ladam is construed as idoye of lepora, because when the person said, "I didn't borrow," so he said two things: "I didn't borrow," and he also said there is another allegation that emanates from that allegation. I didn't borrow, that he didn't pay, because a person couldn't pay if he didn't borrow. So in other words, so if the Edim didn't come and testify, he bowed and he paid, so then it would be only an allegation that he didn't bow. But now that the Edim testified that he did bow, so we accept the testimony of the Edim that he did bow. But at the same time, the allegation of Al-Adam is construed now as a result of the testimony by the Edim that he didn't, as an admission that he didn't pay. So Mele, that's a big chidesh. I mean, one wouldn't know it. It's a big chidesh. So we have to resort to the aloche of koloim alulavisi, keim aluparaitikon. Keim aluparaitikon. But here, why do we have to resort to this big chidesh of koloim alulavisi, keim aluparaitikon? Here, so Ruvin said to Shimon, mon lebiot. And the, so Shimon said, hey, he was made it. He was made it that he borrowed the money. He borrowed the money from Reuven. And then Limocho, when Reuven said to Shimon, Pneuli, so he said, Lo yudvor meilom. Lo yudvor meilom. So he is certainly not Nemon and Lo yudvor meilom, because the Lo yudvor meilom contradicts his own admission of yesterday that, hey, so why do we have to resort to the halacha of kolayim olavitzkim and praididom. In the Gemara in Shuias we have to resort to it. But here, without recourse to the halacha of kolayim olavitzkim and praididom, he should be chayev because he certainly is not nemon on the ladam that he says today, inasmuch as the ladam of today contradicts his own admission yesterday. That's the discussion. Aber hoch li tochla. Weimeri, di istrich la shino. Li mozu li meima. Ho ima lo lovisi. Loishel lo beklau. Elo kiivu lo lovisi. Li vishi poraiti. Ko mashmulon di chila ima lo poraiti vehe. In other words, that memory in Schwitz of mono li biotcho, alo ima la da, viose idi vi amre, ho inu shalogo upora, tells us two things. First of all, he tells us that when a person says Ladam, so and if it cannot be accepted as Mamish Ladam, so then it has to be construed as Loiparai. That's one thing. Then another thing is implicit in the memory in Shuez. Because according to memory in Shuez, so if Reuven said to Shimon one libyotro, and Shimon said Ladam. Shimon said Ladam. And then Eidim come and say, Roinu, that Shimon was Loive from Ruvain and he was Perea. So then the halacha is he has to pay. Even if Shimon will say, when I said Ladam yesterday, I didn't mean Ladam. I meant like Lada, in other words, because I paid your rent. So even in that case, the Gemara says in Shuiz that they'll have to pay. So in other words, so the Gemara in Shuiz, the memory in Shuiz says two alochas. One aloha is the ikavin of koloim alolobisi came up right on me, which is a big chidesh. And then another chidesh that he cannot explain away his statement. In other words, that it's interpreted, it is to be understood in the or according to the regular connotation of this allegation, and he cannot explain it away. So when the Gemara says here, so that's the second thing that is implicit in the Gemara in Shuiz of Kolim Alu Visikam Elok Raitomi. So when the Gemara says the Omar Ma Kolim Alu Visikam Raitomi, the Gemara doesn't mean the first thing of Kolim Alulubisi, but the second thing, that he cannot be Mitaras Divoy. This is how Tesis explains the Gemara. But does it appear from Rashi that Rashi explains the Gemara that way? Rashi says, Lo Yidvar Melo, Hilka Chayev Lishali, Sha Yeshedim Shehedo Libifneyev, Vichidin Diom Alulubisi, Meide Hushali Pora, She Kolmi Shenilevei Vene Pareya. Why doesn't Rashi mention about Mitaras Divoy? Rashi doesn't mention. Apparently, Rashi didn't explain the Gemara like Tesis. That according to Rashi, so here we have an application of the first din of Kolayim Olavisikon Praididomi. It's true that the Gemara in Shuiah says to us, one, the Ika din of Kolayim Olavisikon Praididomi, that when a person says, Ladam, I never borrowed money, so if it cannot be accepted as such, that he never borrowed because there is a Haggadah Seidim that he did borrow, so then it is to be construed as an admission that he didn't pay, that's the Ika deen of Kolayim Olavisikon. And then there's another deen that is implicit in that Gemara in Shuiz, that he cannot be mitaras divoy. So according to Tesis, when the Gemara mentions here Kolayim Olavisikon Praididomi, the Gemara is applying the second deen, not the Ikabdin of Kolayim Olavisi. But from Rashi, it's mashma that the Gemara is applying here the Ikabdin of Kolayim Olavisi. That an allegation of Loi Olavisi is construed as an admission of Loi Paraiti if there is a proof that it did bow. Whether the proof that it did bow emanates from the testimony of Eidim, or it emanates from his own image. So we have to understand what is the machleket between Rashi and Tesis. Actually, superficially it appears that Teisus Kashe is very strange, that Teisus Kashe is no Kashe. Teisus says the Kashe, why do we have to resort to the Aloche of Koloim Alulavisikim Alaparaitidome without recourse to the Aloche of Koloim Alulavisikim Alaparaitidome? So in Mele, he should not be able to. So he should be mechuyev to pay. He should not be put there without recourse to the Aloche of Koloim Alulavisikim Alaparaitidome. Why? Because he should have to pay. Why? Because here, what happened? Reuben said to Shimon, you borrowed from me 100 zuz. And Shimon said yes. Shimon said yes, I did borrow from you, Reuben, 100 zuz. And then the next day, when Reuben demanded 100 zuz, so he said, I never borrowed. So the Gemara says, now, true, he says, now I never borrowed, but we cannot accept this time that I never borrowed, because that contradicts the idea of yesterday that he did bow. He did bow. So Mimele, Tesha says, the Kashi, why does the Gemara have to resort? Why does the Gemara have to resort? In other words, that since he's made it, since he was made yesterday, that he did bow. So Mimele, we cannot accept his time now that he didn't bow, because we have Idaz Modin. So without recourse to Koloim Alavisikim Alaparaitidome, so in other words, he has no time. That's Tesis Kasha. So why do we have to resolve? So Tesis is forced to say, we are applying here the second aloche in the Gemara in Shavuos, that he cannot be mitaris the boy. But the question is, what kind of Kasha does Tesis say? Without the aloche of Koloim Alavisikim Alaparaitidome, he shouldn't have to pay, because after all, he's a Kivah Hakam. So the first day when Reuben was staying 100 zuz, did Shimon admit that he owes him? No. So what did Shimon say the first day when Reuben said to him, "Mono lebiotro"? So Shimon he did admit. Inachnan, okay. So he did admit. But then the next day, so the first day he admitted that he bowed, and now so he said that he should pay him the money. So Reuben demanded that Shimon should pay him the 100 zuz. So what did Shimon say? Shimon said today that I never bowed from him. So was there a doye that he owes him? Was there a doye that he owes him? So, if now he would say that he owes him, so then, or before, if he had admitted that he owes him. But he does, if not for the aloche of Koloim Alulavisi came away paraited on him. So then, we wouldn't say that there is a doye, because of the aloche of the Ikadin of Koloim Alulavisi came away paraited on him. So there is a doye. Where is it? The doye is constituted by yesterday's doye. Because he said yesterday that he did bow. And since there is aloha kolimel visikon praididome, so since he was made there that he did bow, that involves also a doye that he didn't pay. So now, since, because of the aloha of Koloim Alulavisi came away paraitidome, so now there is a doye, he's making a doye that he didn't pay. But if there had been the Ike aloha of Koloim Alulavisi came away paraitidome, so there we wouldn't say that when a person says, I didn't even borrow, so he says in effect that I didn't pay. So we have to consider it. If there hadn't been a halacha that when a person says la'adam, it also involves an admission that he didn't pay. So then he shouldn't have to pay. Why should he have to pay? Why should he have to pay? There is no idras about him that he's chayav today. He says now that he doesn't owe him. He says now that he doesn't owe him. So why does Tesla say without the aloche? Of course, I'll leave the MS. He has to pay. Because Kolaim El Lavisi came a little. So obviously, Tesis Kashe is based upon another aloche. Tesis Kashe is based upon another aloche. Now, there is a machlokes between Ravun and Rav Nachman as to whether Borei Bishemo is Borei Hodi or Lav Borei Hodi. We pass like Rav Nachman that Borei Bishemo Lav Borei Hodi. In other words, if one says to the other, Mone Libiotcho, and the other says, Eni Yineyai, maybe yes, I can't remember. Maybe I did borrow from you. So according to Ravune, the Teveya can collect. And according to Rav Nachman, we pass like Rav Nachman, Teveya cannot collect. But, so, we pass, the Gemara says that Kufyat Zayin in Bava Kamme, that we pass like Rav Nachman, that Borei Bishemo Lav Borei Hodi. But only in the case of an idea in Zayat. But in the case of an idea in Peraticho, then even Rav Nachman is made it, that Borei Bishemo is Borei Hodi. So if Reuven says to Shimon, you remember that you borrowed from me $1,000, a year ago, and you didn't pay me yet $1,000. And Shimon says to him, I remember that I borrowed from you $1,000 a year ago, but I don't remember whether I paid or I didn't pay. I was sick in the meantime, and I don't remember. Maybe I didn't pay, maybe I did pay. So in such a case, even Rav Nachman will be made there that Borei B'Shem is Borei Oyel. So we have to say, this is Tesis Kashi. Tesis Kashi is, even if there hadn't been a halacha, of Borei B'Shem, even if there hadn't been a halacha of Kol Yimel Levisi Kemel Leparaitit on me, so he would have to pay. Because if there is a tiny boy by the Tevayah, and there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, so there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, and there is no tiny that contradicts the Nitva says in Yedeya. So then, if let's say Ruvain says to Shimon, Moni Libiyotcho, and Shimon says, yes, I did bow, but I paid, and Ruvain says, you didn't pay, so then Shimon is a kifur hakol, even though Reuven's taine is corroborated by the Cheskas Chiyuv, but it's the aloche that the nitva is nemon on his taine of a kifur hakol, in spite of the fact that it's contrary to the Cheskas Chiyuv. But if Reuven says to Shimon, monul biotcho, and Shimon is made that he did bow, But Shimon says, any idea whether I paid or not? And Reuven says, you didn't pay, so Reuven is staying in Tanis Bori, the Tevea is staying in Tanis Bori, so even though Rav Nachman holds that Bori Vishemo is Lav Bori Odi, so that's only when there is no Cheskas Chiyuv. But if it's an idea in Paraticho, where there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, so then, the one who is staying in Tainas Bori, and it's corroborated by a Cheskas Chiyuv, is Nemon, without the Idoye, on the part of the Nitra. So the Meile, this is the discussion. Without recourse to the Aloche of the Ikadi, of Kolo Imel Levisi, Keimel Leparaitid on me, so we should say that in this case, he has to pay. Because Reuven said to Shimon the day before, Mono Libiot. So he was made. So there is already a Cheskas Chiyuv. And then, Limocho, when Reuven demands payment, so he says, Ladam, so this is Kashi is, even without the Aloche of Kolim Elovisik and Leparaiti Dome, so Mimele, the Ladam is not to be construed as an admission that Loipora. But why do we have to resort to an admission of Loipora? After all, there is already the Cheskas Chiyuv established as a result of the Idoy of yesterday. When he said, hey, now the question is, so we know that he bowed. But what's the next question? Did he pay or he didn't pay? So true, there is no aloha of Kolei Malavisik and Leparaiti Dome. So there is no Idoy that he didn't pay. So it should be considered like an Yedeya. So even in the case of an Yedeya in Praticho is Chayev. So of course here is Chayev. So even if there hadn't been aloha of Kolei Malavisik, Keimei Leparaiti Dome, so he should still be mechuyev to pay without an admission on the part of the nitva that he didn't pay. The emes is that there is a idoya that he didn't pay. But suppose there hadn't been aloche of kolei malavishki and pride bame, so there wouldn't be an admission that he didn't pay. But there is certainly an admission that he vowed, so cheskas chiyuv there is, and that tevea is staying in Tanis Bori, that Shimon borrowed and didn't pay. So, and we do not have, and the Cheskas Chiyuv there is, so it should be Loigora, then in Yedeya in Praticho, so then the Tevea is Nemon, without the Idoya on the part of the Nitva. The Tevea, because in the moment is, there is a loche of nemones of Taine of Baldova. So if there is a koshe between the Taine of one Baldova and the other Baldova, so then the Nitva is Nemon, not the Teveya. But where there is no akhoshe between the Taine of the Teveya and the Taine of the Nitva. Now, so Memela, we cannot say that there is akhoshe now, because he says now, the Nitva says today, that Ladam, because that it was admitted that it's not true, because the same Nitva only yesterday said that it did bow. So in other words, so it should be like, monoli biotho valoeme in idea in patiho. So he's chayim. So here, without recourse to the aloha of koloim or rubisikim or paraidid on me, so he should be mechuye. So that's why Teisves gives the teretz. Teisves gives the teretz that the Gemara is not applying here the ikadin of koloim or rubisikim or paraidid on me. The Gemara is applying here the second din. In the Gemara Shavuos, that he cannot be mitar as the Gurei. But the Ikadin of Kolomus by Dome, we don't have to resort to it. Because even if Lolovisi is not considered as an admission of Loiparaiti, he still would be higher on the basis of the fact that there is a Cheskas Chiyuv. The Cheskas Chiyuv is established by the Idoi yesterday. And so, Mimele, wherever there is a Cheskas Chiyuv, and there is no Taine upon which the Nitva is Nemon, so the Teveya is Nemon as an Istan. That's the issue. What is Rashi Shite? But Rashi, it appears from Rashi, that Rashi, is according to Rashi, so the Gemara is applying the Ika din of Kolei Malul Vizikom Upraidom, not the second din that he cannot be Mitar Zibore. So apparently Rashi holds that here we cannot apply the din of any idea in Pratiho, because if he says Shimon said, hey, he bowed. Today he says, lo hoyu dvar meilon. So actually, when a person says, lo hoyu dvar meilon, he says two things. He explicitly says, I never bowed. This allegation, I never bowed, is conflicts with the admission yesterday that he did bow. But there is an implicit allegation, a second implicit allegation. When a person says lo yedvar meilom, so he says two things. First of all, he says that I didn't bow, and then he also says I don't owe you. So just as the Gemara Ali B'Demes says koloim eloi lo visi keim eloi paraiti dome, because if a person doesn't bow, he doesn't pay. How can he pay that if he never bowed? But explicitly he didn't say, when a person says loy lo visi, does he explicitly spell out loy paraiti? On the contrary, explicitly he says something that excludes the possibility of paroi. So logically it's something entirely different when a person says loy lo visi. Still, al pidin, al ibdemes, we say, koloim al lobisi, keim al ibdemes. Why? Because even though, according to the way he spelled it out, he did not say loiparaiti. He said something entirely different. He said, I didn't bow. But logically, there is another allegation implicit in loy lobisi. Logically. Because if a person doesn't bow, he cannot pay. So mainly, logically, there is another allegation implicit, namely the allegation of reparati. So in the same way, according to Rashi, so Rashi, if there hadn't been a loche of koloim eloi lovisi keim eloi paraiti dome, so then we would say that limocho, when he said la'adam, so he really says two things. He makes an explicit allegation, I never bowed from you. And then he also says, implicitly, I don't owe you. Because when a person says, I never bowed, doesn't he say, isn't there an implicit allegation, I don't owe you? If a person never bowed, he doesn't know. So, Mimele, if not for the aloche of Koloimel and Lovisi came and prided on it, so then he wouldn't have to pay. True that any idea in Praticho is chayev. So, idea in Praticho is chayev because the Tevea mentions an allegation which is not contradicted by the need. So then the Tevea is never an istayne as long as it's uncontested, as his allegation is uncontested. Mashiach can hear if there had been dalach. I'll even the MS, of course. So he has to pay. Because Kolayim al Lubisikim al Pride Dome. But if there hadn't been aloch of Kolayim al Lubisikim al Pride Dome, so then I would say just the other way. That when the person says the next day, when Shimon says the next day, La Adam, I never bowed from you. So he really says two allegations. One explicit allegation, he never bowed, and then another implicit allegation that he doesn't owe him. Because if a person didn't bow, or if Shimon didn't bow, he couldn't owe him anything. So that's an implicit allegation. So the Mele, since there is an implicit allegation by Shimon that he doesn't owe Reuven anything, so that means that Reuvenstein is contested. So the Mele, it's not like any idea in Paraticho. By the case of any idea in Paraticho, so then it is not contested. It's not contradicted. The taine of the Tevea is not contradicted by taine of the Nitra. But in this case, if there had been the aloch of Koleim Levisikim Leparaitit Ome, so then the taine of the Tevea would be contradicted by an implicit allegation by the Nitra, because the Nitra says today, I never bowed. Well, this I never bowed is rejected as verbiage because it is in conflict with his own admission yesterday. But the tiny delegation from the explicit allegation, I never bowed, there emanates an implicit allegation. I don't owe you anything. And this implicit allegation that emanates from the explicit allegation, I never bowed, contradicts the time of the Tevea. So the Mele, he's a Kivar Hakol, and he should be Potter. So the Gemara says, no, he's Chayev, because Kolim Alubisikim prided on me. So in other words, so this explicit allegation, I never bowed, which cannot be accepted, has to be rejected as verbiage, because it conflicts the admission of yesterday, so the Mele is construed now, by virtue of the admission of yesterday that he did bow. So this explicit allegation of I never bowed is construed as an admission I didn't pay. So Mele, it's not Bobin, and he has to pay. Alright. That's the Pshat and Rashi. Now, it seems that there are other Rishonim who agree with Rashi, not with the Tesis, because the Ravid, the Rajbo eski kashe against this Gemara. The kashe on the surface appears to be similar to Tesis kashe, but it's a different kashe. Tesis says the kashe, why we have to resort to Kolim Levisikim Paraitit Ome without recourse to the Aloha of Kolim Levisikim Paraitit Ome. He should be Mechuyev because there is no contradiction, so it's like an idea in Pratik. That's the discussion. The Raivet, Shinkvetsis mentions in the Raivet name, the Rajbo, yes, they ask another question. There is a aloche in Gemara in Bomitzia, I think it's a few Zion, of Hosa Kafra. In other words, that if a person in a certain litigation will be taken a certain time, in that same litigation, and then two AD will come in the same litigation and they'll testify that this time is false, is shekel. So then he's not nemon in this litigation, he's not nemon at any other time, because who's a kaf? There's a loch gemore in Bom Mitzie, Dafizai. Now, let's say, by Dechon Nembisum, so every Jew has the monis, except if the choshut in a certain avir. So he has no monis. But in the monis of time of Baldovo, so there is no one is possible. As a Baldovo, so the biggest Roshe has the same monis of time as a Baldovo, as the biggest Sadik. There is no difference. Now, Kivrak is never. So does it make a difference whether is a Tzadik Ador, the Kivrakl, or is a Rosh Gomu? Doesn't make any difference. So as far as the Mullis of Taini of Baldogo is concerned, there is no psul. Every Baldogo is this, has the same Mullis. Every Baldogo. A Tzadik Gomu and a Rosh Gomu have the same Mullis of Taini of Baldogo. But there is a loch that if in this litigation he was Huza Kafron, even testified, one of the tainis that he was staying, so was false, so then he was a kafron, he has no mnemonis in this litigation. And he, that's the halacha. So the Raivet and the Rashbo, as the Kashe, why does the Gemara have to resort here to the halacha of Kolein Alulavis, Kein Alul Paraiti Dome, without recourse to the halacha of Kolein Alulavis, Kein Paraiti Dome, he should be Nemo, he should have to pay. He should have to pay because he should not be Nemon. Because since yesterday, when Reuven said to Shimon, Mon Libiotro, so he was made now when he says Ladam, so Mimele is who's a kafron through his own Idoye, because of the Idoye. What difference does it make whether two Aidim will contradict his present allegation, or his own admission yesterday contradicts. So he's who's a kafron. So Mimele, he should not be Nemon. So this is the kashya that the Raivet and the Rashbo raises. In other words, the Raivet and the Rashbo obviously explain the Gemara like Rashi, and they hold that here the Gemara is applying the ikadin of Kolein Alulavis, came up right, not the second din of that it cannot be mitaras diburei, so kadiburei. So how did you say in explaining Rashi's pshat in the Gemara? Because according to Rashi, so without the aloche of Kolein Alulavis came up right, so then I would say that the taine the next day of Ladam contradicts the taine of the Tevei. Even though the explicit allegation of the Nitva, the second day, is to be rejected as verbiage, because it is contradicted by his own admission yesterday, but on the second day, when Shimon says Ladam, so he really makes two allegations. An explicit allegation, which is to be rejected as verbiage, the explicit allegation that he didn't bow, and an implicit allegation he doesn't owe. So the explicit allegation is to be rejected as verbiage, but the implicit allegation that emanates from the explicit allegation that he doesn't owe him anything is not to be rejected as verbiage, except because of the aloche of Kolein Alulavis came on the Pradinome. So the kashe of the Raivet and the Rashbo is, even without the aloche of Kolein Alulavis came on the Pradinome, so the implicit allegation of I don't owe you should also be rejected as verbiage, because he is also a kafron on the explicit allegation. So the mele, he should not have nemones on the implicit allegation. So why do we have to resort to the aloche of Kolein Alulavis Kein Paraiti Dome? That's the kasha raised by the Raivet and the Rashbo. So then they both give the same terrors, and they say the whole aloche of Fuza Kafron applies only to a tiny that he was staying Bifnei Bez and the Sheker. In other words, if a person in the course of the Dintor Bifnei Bez would present a certain tiny, in the course of the Dintor he would present a certain tiny, and then Edim would come and they would testify that this is Sheker, so then he loses Nemonis in this litigation. But suppose he will say a certain time in the course of the Torah, and, I mean, suppose he will he will not say that time which Edim testified that he sheker in the course of the Torah. But Edim will come and testify that the day before the Torah started to take place, so in their presence, he mentioned a certain time that they know each other. So he will not lose Nemoles and any other time. Only if Edim will come and will testify as to a certain allegation that he made before Bezi, that this was Sheker. So then he'll lose Nemoles and all other times in the same litigation. But if Edim will come and testify in Bezi that only the day before, so on the street, the two Baladin were arguing, and one Baladin said something, and they know each other. So that will not deprive him of Nemones and any other time in this litigation. So that's the reason as to why here is not considered as Zoza Kafka, because it wasn't Bifnei Bezi. So we see that the Ravid and the Rashba, but the implication being that if all these times took place before Bezi, so then, according to the Ravid and the Rashba, so we wouldn't have to resort to the halacha of Kol Yimei L'Pisikin L'Praiti Domei, because he would have to pay, because he wouldn't have the money on the implicit allegation of I don't owe you, that emanates from the explicit allegation that I didn't have. So we see, so that's the machlekes between Rashi and Kaisis, and the Ravid and the Rashba agree with Rashi. Alright, now for next time, I told you before, that you should go over the whole Gemara in Shvuyos Daf Mem Hei, but you should also go over, in order to understand this thesis, so you have to go over thoroughly the whole sugya Daf Mem the whole sugya in Cheskes Habatim Daf Mem Hei Omedalev, Umenin Chazoke, Omar Rabbi, and it continues up to Memvov Omedalev, Tiyuf to the Rabbi Tiyuf. So Gemara has a topic as to whether mid is effective against chazoke mal in even prayer says man. Hikshor gib ma mod chai vo a chazoke adif mishtar di mishtar in geiver lo bishvue u vi a chazoke geiver lo yishvue. So the Gemara has a question. How can there even be shy in the Gemara as to whether big is affected? Neged Chazoke, we certainly should say that big is not effective neged Chazoke b'Zerzmane. Why? Because this Chazoke is such a strong Yechoche. Even Priya b'Zerzmane is such a strong Yechoche, it's stronger than the Yechoche of Shtom Bayon my boy. Now, there is a Aloche of Shtom Bayon my boy. So if a person produces a shtar, and then against the Leive, and the Leive says, I paid it, so the Leive can say to him, the Malbe can say to the Leive, Monefshech, if it is true, as you say, that you paid it, how come that I have the shtar? When a person, the Leive, pays a debt, so he demands a surrender of the shtar. So the Malbe, that's the Yechoche of Shtar of Yom my boy. Now, and so Tesis proves this Tesis Anoche that the Yechoche, the presumption that a person doesn't pay a debt before the debt matured is stronger Raye than the Raye of Shtobi on my boy. The Raye. The Aloche is that if a Malbe wants to collect from Yiseini, even though he produces ishtar against the same of the Leve, he still has to take Yishui. So that means that in order to collect from the same, we don't rely on the Yechoche of Shtor B'yode my boy. He has to take Yishui. Masheimke, in order to collect his money, he doesn't have to take Yishui. So that means that the Yechoche, the presumption of Einodon Pereyab's money is stronger. Is a stronger Yechoche than the Yechoche of Shtor B'yod my boy. So the Riba of Mordechai holds that the Raya of Shtor B'yod my boy is not an extraneous Yechoche. It's a Raya Zashtar. The Shtar is mivarel many things, even though the Yechzime don't know about. For example, there is a Yechoche of in Dovah Shebe'ah Pachas Mishnai. So, except for Rabbi Netan, so most Rishayim say that if a Baal gave a get to the Isha, even though there are no even Misirah who witness the Misirah's get, she is still Midrashis. But there is a Loche of in Dovah Shebe'ah Pachas Mishnai Mekim Atavor, HaMekadosh Gileidim, even if both the Ish and the Isha are made, that he was the Kaddisha. But if there was no aiding, so the Gushin is no Gushin. So the question is, why do all the Shein, the Riv, the Rambam, the Rambam, all the Shein except Rav Netan, why do they say that if somebody he gives a get to the Isha, and the get is in Yechzime, even though there are no aiding in Sinai, she is not precious. But it requires aiding with Kima Dogo, and there are no aiding who witness the Maisi Gereshi, the Misiras Aged. So the answer is, as the Ran explains it, Anan Sade, that it was Nimsa. So the Yechzime themselves are in the Misirah. So that's the Aloche, that the Yechzime are Mivare, that there was Gerash. Even though, if you were to ask the Yechzime of the Get, do you know whether the Baal gave over the Get to the Ish or not? So the Yechzime, if they didn't happen to be also in the Misirah, usually the Yechzime themselves are also in the Misirah. But if, for some reason, they were in Yechzime and they did not witness the Misirah's Aged, if they were asked years later, do you know whether the Baal was in the garage dish or not? What would they say? How should we know? We only know that the Baal told us to sign it. Whether he consummated it or not, then they don't know. So the question is, how can she be migrashes without the misere? The answer is, that's the halacha of shtoris. Eidim achzum lashtar, nasek im shenach ke oidus on the best. So, that's the din of shtoris, because when Eidim sign a get, to whom do they give the get? To the Isha. They do not give the get to the Isha. They give it back to the Baal. Now the Isha holds it. How did it come to the Isha? The Eidim chsime gave it over, turned it over as soon as they finished signing the gift. They handed it over to the Baal. How come that the Isha has it? So, there is one inescapable conclusion. The Baal, to whom the Eidech Sinai handed over the get, after they signed it, must have handed over the get to the Isha. Otherwise, how did it come from the hand of the Baal to the hand of the Isha? But that's not considered as an extraneous Echoche, as a Echoche studies. If it had been considered as a Echoche studies, so it wouldn't be affected by the Ereshim. There is a Loche of in Dovah Shebe'al Paras Mishnai. The answer is, that's the Loche of Shtoretz. There's a lot of stories that the Yechsine Amivare even thinks that happen after it. So, if a Malve produces a Shtar Alvoy against the Leime, even though the Yechsine do not know whether the Alvoy took place, because case we Shtar Alvoy are Pishim Alvine. How do they know? They don't know. But, the Malve is the Tevis of the Shtar Alvoy. How did it come to his hands? The Yechsine, when they signed the Shtar Alvoy, they gave it to the Leime. How did it come to the Malve's hands? There is one inescapable conclusion that the Malve gave money to the Leve, so then the Leve handed over the Shtar to the Malve. So it's not, so that means that the Chsime Amivare, the Kinyan for which the Shtar was executed. So there is no doubt that Eidi Chsime are considered as Eidi Biro and the Misir. And the Misiras Aget, and the Halvoye, Vashtamatone, they are considered as Eidei Biro, and the Misiras Shtamatone. The question is about Shtor B'yode Maiboye. Is Shtor B'yode Maiboye a Yechochet Dodis, an extraneous Yechochet, based upon Minag Yodot? Now, Minag is a very strong factor. The Mishnah says, Yechon Benuri says, in the Mishnah, in Ksuves, that if, let's say, the Isha demands the Ksuve, he was Megarish, the Baal was Megarish, his wife, and she demands the Ksuve. Now the Halacha is, if she was Nisei as a Psulo, then she is entitled to Masainsus. If she was Nisei as a Bulo, as an Almono, so then she is entitled only to Meiosus. Now, she has a get, so it's your get, so Veini Maksavosa gave Maksavosa. But the question is, what was she? Was she a psula or she was a psula or a bule, an almon? So the Baal says, when I married you, you are a bule, you are an almonet. So the mele, I have to give you only meiosus. She says, psula nisasan. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, if two Eidim come to Bezin and they testify and they say that Edechupe, So a gezi nuts were distributed to the children. So that's a raya that chuanises. This is the throwing of candy at the chosne roof is a remnant of that minik bizmanat anoyim. That's a remnant of that minik. So bizmanat anoyim, there was a minik that when the psula got married, so candy nuts was distributed to children. So if two Eidim come and testify in Bezin, they remember they were at that wedding, they don't know whether she was Nisei Sipsulo or an Amoro, they don't know, but they only know that the Gezim was distributed to the Nekis. So on that smach, the Isha came gave him a Mosaimzus. So we see that Minek is a source of proof, of evidence. Like, since the minig meyodo in a certain place is to distribute candy to children when a psulo gets married, but when an almono gets married, so the candy is not distributed, the gezim is not distributed, so the mele, if Eidim testify that candy was distributed, she can be given Messiah. So the mele, since the minig, so we could say that Shtor B'yodei Maiboye is the same kind of a choche, like Zohar or Yisim. Shechilku egezim ukloyis litimekis. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, because the minig of merchants, of business people, of practical people is that when a leve pays, when the leve pays the debt, so he demands a surrender of the shtar from the malve, because in order to protect his interest. Because if he doesn't demand a surrender of the shtar from the malve, so then the malve, if he's not A very honest person can collect again. Can collect again. So the minig, the practice among prudent people is, that's the minig, to demand they surrender when they make, when they pay a debt, they demand first the surrender of the shtar. Now, so the melee here, the malve produces the shtar. And the leibe says that I already paid it. So the malve can say, no, on the basis of the minig neola, I can prove that you didn't pay, because had you paid, you would have acted like a normal, reasonable person. And you would have demanded the surrender. How come that you didn't take back from me the shtar? Obviously you didn't pay. That's the reason as to why I still have the shtar. So it's a chochet studies. Not a reis shtar. Or, just as we say, that the yachsine are the bill, not only on the nasim dasam ischayim, and on the execution of the shtar, but they are ready bill and the halvoye, which takes place many times, takes place subsequent to the sign. Just as we say that the yachsine in the get are ready bill not only on the nasim dasam ischayim from the tziva abal, but they are ready bill on the misiras aget, even though the misiras aget always takes place after the yachsine. Because there's the halacha of shtoris. So in other words, they are ready bill on something that they themselves might not even know, by virtue of the tfise of the balashta. So in the same way, if a malve produces a shtar against the leibe, so the yachsine amivare, not only that there was alvoye, the amivare, that this alvoye was not paid as yet. So that's the question. Ishtar biyode my boye, a rayas ashtar, or it's only a chochetz godis, an extraneous chochetz. So, the ribar mordchai, it appears that the ribar mordchai assumed that shtor biyode my boy, shtor biyode my boy is a choches ashtar. The idea ashtar, just as a day amibare, that it was alvoye, even though the idea chsime themselves of the shtar alvoye might not even know. They might not even know, they only know that the leibe asked them to sign a shtar alvoye for $1,000. But whether the alvoye of $1,000 took place or not, they don't know. It could happen. Let's say a leibe has intentions of borrowing, Shimon has intentions of borrowing $1,000 from Reuven. But he knows that Reuven will not give him the $1,000 loan unless he gives him a shtar. So he wants to have the shtar. So first he tells the Eidim to execute him for him a shtar, that he borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Then he goes to the home of Reuven, and he shows him the shtar and he says, you see, I have a shtar. If you will give me $1,000, I'll give you that shtar. I'll give you the shtar. So, but it might happen that Reuven refuses to give him a loan. So the Melech ate him when they signed the shtar. They themselves might not even know whether there was alvoy or not. But if Reuven at the end produces the shtar, so then it's a raya that there was alvoy. Otherwise it wouldn't have come into the hands of Reuven. How did it come from the hands of Shimon into the hands of Reuven? Because there was alvoy. So it could be explained as an extraneous chochet, as a chochet zdodis. And it could be explained as a raya sashtar. So the Rebbe of the Mordechai assumed that it's not a chochetz dodis, it's a reis ashtar. So the mele, if it's a reis ashtar, so the mele, we say, mige bimokim eidim loyam rinon. So mige bimokim eidim loyam rinon. So that means, so he shall give a mokim, boach hazoke adim ha-mishtar. Di mishtar he gave a mishmuim. Now the question, what's the Abaye in the Gemara? Which Yechoche is stronger? This, the Yechoche of Shtov Yod Mai Boye or the Yechoche of me? So the Zohim Avrotchai raises the question, what kind of Yishai is it? Of course, the Yechoche of Chazoke in Perea Viser's money is much stronger than the Chochav Mie. Because Shtor Biyod Mai Boye is a Rayasin. Rayas Ashtar means a Rayasin. Rayasin. So, and Miki is not effective against Rayasin. Miki Mokimin Muhammad. So, Miki cannot rebut a Rayovin, a Rayov Shtar. And Shtob Yod My Boy is a Rayov Shtar. So, even though Shtob Yod My Boy is a Rayov Shtar, still, the Alochim is that if one wants to collect from Yisaynim, so he cannot collect without a Shvui. So the Rayas Ashtar is not enough to collect from Yisaynim without a Shvui. But the Rayov Chazokim Pereb Selzmane is enough to collect without a Shvui. So that means that the Chazokim Pereb Selzmane is such a strong Umdene. Not all Umdenes are the same. But Chazokim and the Pereb Selzmane is such a strong Umdene. It's stronger than the Birur of Shtar, of Eid. And Mike is ineffective to rebut Shtar, a Rayas Ashtar. So he certainly should be ineffective to rebut the Raya of Chazokim Pereb Selzmane, which itself is stronger than the Raya of Shtar. It's a very strong kasha. So, Vimki Maikon and Boyle, hope she didn't make a book made on Amrinon, Koshma Chazok and Adifet Vey, Veima Vigil Koshekla, Divadai Edim Adifet Chazok, Viamre Shepore, Afilu Biti Chazman Poya, Viamre Afil Achazman, Yodanu Shoripore, Hoyo Gabe Mina Yisemi Milo Shui, Uma Shetzor Shui Vish Mishta, Zeu Vishin Mechiach Biti Chashta, Impora Bila, the zinnin desire ya pshite bisafre. So the ri herein spells it out explicitly that shtob yode my boye is not a reis ashtar. Why isn't it a reis ashtar? So from the ri it appears that actually it should be a reis ashtar. And the only reason as to why it's not a reis ashtar is because it's very likely. Now the loch is that when a Levi executes a shtar, so who pays the fee, the scrivener's fee, the sefer's fee? Who has to pay the fee of the sefer for writing the shtar? The Levi. So many times, it's very likely since he's the Levi, that means he doesn't have the flow of cash. And the Malve has a flow of cash. So for the same reason that the Levi had to borrow money, let's say $1,000, $1,000 from the Malve because the Levi doesn't have cash and the Malve has cash. So the melee in regard to the safest fee, so which is less than $1,000, so the Levi might not have had the money for the fee, but he had to buy the shtar. So the Malve lay out the money for him. The Malve gave it to the safer. So the melee, when the Levi pays the debt to the Malve, the Malve has a right to say, I'm not going to surrender the shtar to you until you pay me the money that I gave to the sefer. So let's say, the Malve lent the Levi $1,000. In addition, he paid the sefer $100 for writing the shtar, for writing the shtar. So actually, the Levi owes the Malve not $1,000, but $1,100. So even if the Levi pays the $1,000 debt to the Malve, and the Levi demands a surrender of the shtar, the Malve, as a practical businessman, might say to the Levi, oh no, I'm not going to surrender the shtar until you pay me the money that I gave to the sefer. And so suppose the Levi, he just was able to get the money to pay the debt, but he doesn't have any extra money to pay the money that was given to the sefer.